Hello.
Hey, is this Adam?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Adam, this is Zach. You put out a form on my website about your property on Maple Street.
Yes, sir.
How's your day going?
Good.
Good, man. Well, I'm familiar with the area. I have a few homes in that general location off of Winston Churchill Drive. Tell me,
That's good.
you
Yeah,
have.
I'd rather sell to someone local to the area.
Okay, gotcha. I see that you bought it, what, less than 3 years ago?
It's actually been 3 years now.
Okay. What, are you looking to relocate or what's going on?
Yeah, relocate just with expense.
I gotcha. Do you have your next place and where you're going?
Yes.
Okay, cool. What's your timeline looking like, when you make a decision?
I'm hoping for the next 30 days,
Okay.
let anyone know where we can meet as far as the offer goes.
Sure. What's your next stop look like? Is it work or you staying local?
Yes, I will be staying local.
Okay, cool. Is it a problem with the house or,
To my knowledge, not really. It was secured with an FHA, so I had a home inspector, and I've also had an appraisal.
Okay. And what do you look, at your next move, be, whether that's just, packing up and heading to the new spot? I mean, is it as easy as that, or do you have a few things to take care of first?
I will likely have a few things to take care of before I just take up and go. That's why I gave a 30-day timeline, at least from the time I receive an offer.
Okay. And so you already have the next place, staying local. I mean, have you thought about what you wanted to get for this one?
Yeah, I've thought about it. Yeah, I've thought about it. I just haven't really come up with a number on my own because there's so much information out here that's a little inaccurate. Like, I know the house is listed on some websites as only having one bathroom, and it does have two, in fact. So, there's just some minor discrepancies with the online MLS information.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and now phones probably ring off the hook when we stop until I figure this thing out. I'm sure they're sending information up to like 20 different people, it seems.
Sure. Well, I mean, we're interested in it. If, we can make sense of it, then, we would try to do that.
Yeah, I wanted to also note that when we moved here, there were no gutters installed on the property. We did have gutters and downspouts installed. I also had the roof resurfaced by Roof Renewal in Richmond. They came out here and treated the roof just to get those shingles a little bit better. Not that they're bad or anything. I just felt that it was a good move to kind of keep the roof in good condition and increase the amount of time before I have to get a new one, right? So we did that, and I also did get a storage shed, metal storage shed. It's a 10 by 12 unit. That would convey with the property. There's also a brand new refrigerator and a brand new washer and dryer set here as well that wasn't here when we moved in. I have all of my furnishings already ready for me where I'm going, so I'm not going to need any of that.
Okay. So let me ask you this, you know, how much do you owe on your mortgage? Because you bought it, you know, 3 years ago, so it's got to be.
Right now I'm at 138.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, tell me something. What, you know, you're at 138. If you can, you know, just be done with it as is, you know, cash in your pocket, what does something like that look like? You know, if you could just put a dollar amount in your pocket and say, I'll be done with it. I just want to make this.
It's really hard for me to come up. I've never been good at that. I mean, I feel like somebody should just see the house first, before, and I'd much rather disclose that kind of in person,
mm-hmm.
after someone has looked at it.
I'm familiar with the outside of it. I'm familiar with the outside of it. You know, like I said, I have properties right off that road, and I know this one, you know, it's a,
we've taken really good care of it. We didn't have any animals or pets. Never smoked inside. So it's, you know, it's been real well taken care of and maintained.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I'm interested in it, and, you know, I'd love to be able to make something work. I mean, you know, I guess.
Yeah, I understand how the market is too, and everybody's got their own. You know, we've all got to be better off. It's basic economics. But that's what I owe on the mortgage. So, and I, like I said, I'm looking to not have to go through a real estate agent. I'm looking to not have a bunch of additional costs, closing costs, or have to go up to the courthouse for anything. So I've got the deed of trust here with me. I've got all of my contract information with me.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. How much is your monthly mortgage payment?
Right now, it's like $985 right there.
What percent did you get when you bought it on an interest rate?
I'm not really interested in giving that information out.
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't really make a difference, you know, with my offer. I mean, you know, I'll be just transparent with you because you've been transparent with me. You know, an investor's not going to want to, you know, I mean, they're going to offer you less than payoff, I'll be honest.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
You know, that's not what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to, you know, because I know the area, I'm looking to basically take over your mortgage and put money in your pocket without you having to do anything. So that way you can just go from A to B and, you know, be unentangled.
Yes. Yeah, I like that idea. Like I said, I've also got, you know, information from contractors who've been out here. You know, we've received a few estimates to have work and stuff done. I had Vance Insulation come out here to replace the insulation under the house and the crawl space. It cost me about $3,000. The gutters was about $2,200, I think, or a little bit less. Yeah, $1,800, I think, is what I paid for that. So, I mean, I am looking to get some of what I put into the back, if you understand what I'm going to buy and move in and live in it. I've tried to fix it up. So, and perhaps that's probably how, you know, things kind of went the way they did, but it's all in hindsight. So, But it's been inspected for termites. It's been inspected for FHA standards, which, you know, is not easy. Not a really easy list to go down. A lot of properties don't even get approved for FHA loans because they fail the inspections and the appraisals. So not easy to get.
Sure. So, I mean, just an off-market quick as is, you know, making things easy for you. You don't, I mean, you've got a little bit of money in, involved in it, you said.
Yes. Yes, and like I said, the storage shed, that was 3,200 from Old Hickory Buildings, just right here in Hopewell. So already with everything you're looking at, I've put about 6 or 7,000 into the house, you know, of my own money. So now somebody might come out here one day and say, "Hey, this is a little too far on my property line," or they might want the tree to come down that's in the yard, or they might want to put a fence up. We did our due diligence. We had somebody come out here to mark the property lines. So I am within my line. Just as a side note, we did have somebody come out here to survey the lot as well,
Sure.
just to make
Well,
sure we were all good. And my neighbor, she's really laid back. She's really
yeah, definitely.
really good people. But it's sitting kind of next to somebody's house that, like I said, they get by with paying almost nothing in property taxes, and be honest, the house is falling apart. That's another reason I, you know, it might not sell for, like you said, to pay it off. An investor would probably try to give me a whole lot less for that reason in specific. You know, it's next door to basically a vacant property, so.
Sure.
But that might not be a problem for someone, you know.
Well, it's not necessarily a problem for us. You know, I'm familiar with it. Like I said, you know, I know the area, I know the outside of it.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so if you
Yep.
could recoup, you know, kind of what you put into it and maybe, you know, a little bit more, I mean, what's from stopping you to just saying, all right, you know, let's do it?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're welcome to come by and take a look at the house, or if you think you see everything that there is to see, I know Google Earth is pretty spot on with these things nowadays. I could probably look in and see the top of my head.
Well,
But, you
I
know.
mean, what I would, you know, I'm in Ohio all week, you know, and I know you're looking to do this, you know, relatively quick.
Yes.
So, you know, 60 days, you said that's all you would need.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's about all I would need. So if I got an offer within this week, then by August, hopefully sooner, I would be gone. My stuff including, so that's all the time I need.
And
If I have, you know, if we could work something out, you know, or if I feel I need to work anything out further than that, I mean, I'm hoping there's window for opportunity, but if not, I need to get out of here faster. Could do as soon as 45 days from whenever I accept the offer. That's fair.
I mean, let's just say we were to come to an agreement. You know, and let's just say we could, you know, take over your mortgage, close in 30 days, and get you 10 grand. I mean, what does something that like that look like for you?
10 grand. I don't know, man. That sounds a little bit steep. That's in other words, buying the house for 150, less than what I paid for it.
So you're looking to recoup, and I'm just having a conversation. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what's the, you know, what is the solution that you think is, you know,
fair?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll take anything less than 170, to be honest.
So let me ask you this then. So, you know, because fees and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I can offer you a payoff and get you a 20 grand net, I mean, is that something that you'd be willing to work with? I mean, because, you know, that's just...
It's about 139 is the payoff. No, I don't think I'd be able to do that either.
Right. Well, I mean, even a retail sale, you're not going to, you know, to get out fast, I mean, it's, you know, if you want it quick and easy, it's,
yeah.
you know, unfortunately, you're going to have to budge somewhere.
Of course. Yeah. That always is. I'm going to weigh my options, though. I've got some time on my hands, so I'll have to weigh my options a little heavier.
Okay. How about I give you a call in the next couple of days and just see where you're at with things? And, you know, just
yeah.
let you know, we are really, you know, we are interested. But, you know, realistically, I don't think there's, you know, that much of a gap for you to continue.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, an investor versus someone who's traditionally purchasing is a big difference.
Sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's the only way that the person I purchased the home from was able to recoup so much of his money that he used to upgrade the house, and that was in 2019. So it's just basic economics, man. I get it. And he's probably got like a dozen properties between Prince George and Hopewell. So I understand
sure.
That that's how things go. But I'll try my best to, you know, look into your offer. I appreciate your time. That's definitely.
Yeah.
You can call me back in
All
a few
right.
days and see where we're at.
All right. I'll give you a call and see where we're at.
All right. Can I have your name again?
Yep. It's Zach. And I'm shooting you a text message now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Zach.
All right, Adam. I'll talk to you on Wednesday, or if anything comes up, you can give me a call.
All right, man.
All right, man. Bye-bye.